How you doing tonight? All right, as you know, I'm not the kind of a person that reads books. I've said this before many times. I'm not fond of reading, but...
This word, blood, it has always been used by leaders to raise our temperature. The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants, because it's natural manure. That is death. The blood shed by our soldiers will inspire us in the time of peace. Only through blood can we be reborn. The way to a glorious future lies through blood. The blood of our martyrs will be our inspiration. Never shall we forget the blood that will be shed for us all. All this blood that we've poured goes back to which we sacrifice. The fathers of the earth during the priests bit the throats of first humans, then animals. So let blood go out to feed some savage deer. This was because of brainwashing techniques applied by the North Koreans. As a result of this, the United States began intensive research into brainwashing and indoctrination. This research has gone on ever since and has provided an enormous amount of information about society, how it operates, which could, I believe, transform us, transform our lives and how we view ourselves. This history has interesting facets. One is that one may see how governments of all kinds and priesthood have used brainwashing techniques to control our subjects for thousands of years. This was because of brainwashing techniques applied by the North Koreans. As a result,
we're not satisfied with the world which we revive.
An enormous amount of information about society, how it operates. As a result of this, the United States began intensive research into brainwashing and indoctrination. This research has gone on ever since and has provided an enormous amount of information about society, how it operates, which could, I believe, transform us, transform our lives and how we view ourselves. History has interesting facets. One is that one may see how governments of all kinds and priesthoods have used brainwashing techniques to control our subjects for thousands of years. This bit of history has interesting facets. One is that one may see how governments of all kinds and priesthoods have used brainwashing techniques to control their subjects for thousands of years.